This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian soldiers resisted a Russian ultimatum to lay down arms on Sunday in the pulverized port of Mariupol, where Moscow said its forces had almost completely seized in what would be its biggest prize of the nearly two-month war. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said troops in Mariupol were still fighting, despite a Russian demand to surrender by dawn. He told ABC's This Week program earlier on Sunday the city still has not fallen. He added that Ukrainian soldiers continue to control some parts of the southeastern Ukrainian city. Russia said Saturday it had control of urban areas, with some Ukrainian fighters remaining in the steelworks overlooking the Sea of Azov. Capturing Mariupol, the main port in the Donbas region, would be a strategic prize for Russia, connecting territory held by pro-Russian separatists in the east with the Crimea region that Moscow annexed in 2014. Palestinian medical officials say 17 people were wounded in clashes with Israeli police in Jerusalem Sunday. The unrest erupted after Israeli police entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound to secure the spot for Jewish visitors. The site is the third holiest in Islam and the holiest for Jews. It's often a flashpoint for violence. Police say visits by Jews are routine and accuse Palestinians of stockpiling stones in anticipation of the violence. This year, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the week-long Jewish Passover are occurring at the same time, with tens of thousands of visitors flocking to Jerusalem. Clashes erupted on Friday after police said Palestinians threw rocks at an adjacent Jewish holy site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. For many Christians in the United States, this weekend marked the first time in 3 years that they would gather in person to celebrate Easter Sunday following the disruptions of the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a look at where the White House sees things right now.
We are in a much, much better place than we have been.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House Virus Response Coordinator. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he cautioned,
cases are rising. We want to see, is this going to translate into more severe disease, more hospitalizations, more deaths?
And he also addressed the question of getting a second booster.
The data out of Israel is pretty compelling that people over 60 who got a second booster after 4 months after their first booster saw not just a reduction in infections, but a reduction in deaths.
His recommendation?
People over 60, I think, should be getting that booster. Again, that evidence is pretty compelling. 50 to 59, you're certainly eligible, depends on your risk profile. That's a place where I think it's really important to talk to your doctor.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A joint military force from Nigeria, Niger, and Cameroon said Sunday it had killed more than 100 Islamist insurgents, including 10 commanders, in the past few weeks as it intensifies a ground and air offensive in the Lake Chad region. Boko Haram fighters and its splinter Islamic State West Africa Province group have for more than a decade battled the Nigerian army in a conflict that has sucked in neighboring states. A classified satellite has been launched into space from California aboard a SpaceX rocket. AP correspondent, we'll have that story next hour. We'll move on. Unrest has broken out in southern Sweden despite police moving a rally by an anti-Islam far-right group to a new location as a preventative measure. The group was planning to burn a Quran, among other things. Scuffles and unrest were reported in the southern town of Landskrona after a demonstration scheduled there was moved to the nearby city of Malmö. Up to 100, mostly young people, threw stones, set cars on tires and dustbins on fire, and put up a barrier fence that obstructed traffic, according to Swedish police. The situation had calmed down in Landskrona by late Saturday, but remained tense the following day. Sri Lankans protesting for days near the president's office on Sunday criticized a lack of progress in finding those responsible for the deaths of more than 260 people in Islamic State-inspired bombings on Easter Sunday 3 years ago. And recapping our top story this hour, Ukrainian soldiers resisted a Russian ultimatum to lay down arms on Sunday in the port of Mariupol, where Moscow says its forces have almost completely seized the city. Marissa Melton, VOA News.